Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us for today's brand new Healthline 3. I'm Johnette Magner. Here on Healthline, we like to focus on ways to live a healthier life. And today, well, it's all about your eyes, and we know how important they are. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions in just a little bit, and we'll be opening the phone lines so you can give us that call. And if you have a question, call at 318-219-4569. Today we are talking with Dr. Christopher Shelby and Dr. Weish Coleman from WK Eye Institute. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You all are regulars. We always appreciate
it.
Yes, but we can't talk too much about the importance of vision and eyes and eye health. And so let's start off by with talking about cataracts. What is a cataract?
You know, a cataract, you know, it's like Dr. Shelby says, you only use your vision every waking moment of every day of your life, so it's pretty important. You know, cataract is a clouding of your natural lens. It blocks the amount of light that's getting to the back of your eye and generally degrades visual quality. When it gets bad enough that you don't see as well as you need to, that's time to have cataract surgery. Remove the cloudy lens, put a clear plastic lens in its place. And a lot of advancements have come in the last decade with cataract surgery. Even really in the last 3 or 4 years, as far as most of it centers around lens technology and the process by which we do the cataract surgery, and the advancements have led to better accuracy. So cataract surgery has been extremely safe, maybe one of the safest surgical procedures ever created, for probably 20, 25 years in its current form. Most of the advancements in the last, say, decade, really in the last 5 years, have been around refractive accuracy, meaning not just getting that cloudy lens out of the way and putting a clear plastic lens in its place, but also leaving someone glasses independent, putting them in perfect focus after cataract surgery without the need for glasses.
So if someone had cataract surgery many, many years ago before it was where it is today, and then maybe it's not quite as good as they'd like for it to be, is this a surgery that you can do multiple times?
Cataract surgery is something we generally do, we like to do one time. And then, because when we're taking your God-given lens out, your lens sits in a bag. And of course, we leave that bag intact and we put the new lens inside the bag. So that bag heals around the lens. So we can do lens exchanges, and Dr. Coleman and I do them quite frequently on patients who've had issues in the past with their cataract surgery. But as a refractive procedure, meaning that, oh my God, hey, I want this new lens, or I want to have better vision, can you change the lens out? Even though that's a possibility, we don't like to do that. And so now there with some patients, actually a lot of patients who've had cataract surgery 10, 15, 20 years ago, if they're still in glasses, they have astigmatism, or they're too nearsighted, or they're too farsighted, they can have LASIK after cataract surgery. And so a lot of people don't know that. But if you're in glasses, you've had cataract surgery, and you want to be glasses independent or more glasses independent, then LASIK is actually a great option for those patients.
Wow. Now, cataract surgery, cataract lenses, is it generally covered by insurance? Because that's obviously very important to people.
Yeah, it typically is. You know, a base cataract surgery is what Medicare pays for. Pretty much all insurance follows that. That is not a refractive portion of the procedure. So if people say, I want to do this as cheaply as possible, get the cataract out of the way, I don't care if I have to wear glasses, you know, maybe a small prescription for distance and certainly some for near, then insurance pays for that entirely. Basically, the patient has the option to say, maybe I want a multifocal lens to get totally free from glasses. Maybe if you have a lot of astigmatism, we want to correct that with an astigmatism-correcting toric lens to put people in perfect focus at distance where they just need drugstore readers. Those things cost more money. They're not necessary. I tell everyone, you don't have to spend one extra dollar over what insurance pays to see better after cataract surgery than before. So anything that requires extra money has a singular goal, and that is to give someone glasses independence. Now, that's more important for some people than others, right? So imagine somebody has a very tiny amount of astigmatism. Their eye measurements are very normal. It may not really make a whole lot of difference whether you're doing an astigmatism correction, cataract surgery, or doing anything that costs extra. They may still have a high probability of being glasses independent anyway. But if someone has a high magnitude of astigmatism, let's say 4 diopters, you know, we measure refractive error in diopters, that's a lot. That's more than maybe 99% of the human population. You could say to that person with great certainty, you know, you're going to have a better visual quality. So I try to always tell somebody who's, you know, what category they fall in. Do you really need to do this to have a good result and have a glasses independent result, or is it not that important? And that's really determined by objective measurements in the office.
And you all talk, you know, coming in, you think about cataracts as something that you fix, not something that you have lots of ways and options for fixing it. But that's basically what you're saying, is you're saying, well, we can do all these different things in addition.
Correct. While you're doing it.
All right.
It's an opportunity to become glasses independent.
So let's talk a little bit about LASIK. How far has LASIK come since it was first introduced? And what do you all do now? Tell us about the modern day LASIK procedure.
That's wonderful. I mean, just like cataract surgery, our technology advances very rapidly. As a matter of fact, it's revolutionary, not evolutionary. And with LASIK now, we can take care of farsightedness or nearsightedness and astigmatism. We can take care of everything with the lasers that we have. And the difference between LASIK and cataract surgery is you first have to imagine how your eye works. Your eye is like a camera, and it focuses light as a sharp point on the very back part of the eye. The front part of the eye, the cornea, that front clear part that's in front of the colored part of your eye, has most of the focusing power. Okay, and so your cornea then focuses light onto your lens, which that's where the cataract is your lens. And the lens focuses light the rest of the way to your retina. With LASIK, what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the fact that your cornea has most of the focusing power. And then we use a laser to gently reshape the surface. And that's how we can reduce the nearsightedness, reduce the astigmatism, to put that image directly on the retina itself.
All right. Well, it appears we have a caller now. Terry, welcome to the program. What is your question for our doctors?
Yes, I'd like to know if y'all take Medicare insurance.
Absolutely. I think we take everything. With few exceptions, we almost take everything. Absolutely.
Okay. I was kind of wondering about that, if y'all did or didn't, things of that nature, sir.
Yeah, and you know, you can look us up at thecataractsurgeons.com on the web. My office number is 212-5901. Dr. Shelby's 212-3937, so whatever you're closest to, come in and see us.
Okay, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
One of the things, obviously, that people worry about whenever they have a procedure done is, what is my downtime? Do I need someone to come with me? How long do I have to take off work? Is it a painful recovery? Can you answer some of those questions?
Sure. You want to take the caller and then get
back
to it?
We'll go ahead and take the caller. Burnett, I believe is what they said. You are welcome to our show. What is your question for our doctors?
Yes. I had RK surgery back in 94. So my concern is, how would that be impacted as far as that type of surgery versus LASIK in the past? That RK surgery was, I guess.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. You know, so RK and LASIK are both refractive procedures. And so the whole goal was to change the shape of your cornea, you know, of course, to get you out of glasses. The issue with RK is those incisions act like expansion joints and bridges. You know, they will expand and contract, and because you probably notice that your vision's different in the morning than it is in the evening. And so those changes can impact our measurements, and meaning that when we measure the eye to put a lens in, you know, you can end up a little more nearsighted or a little more farsighted or have astigmatism that was unanticipated. And so now we have what's called the light adjustable lens, which actually is a home run for RK patients, because when that lens goes inside the eye, we allow it to heal for a couple of weeks, and then we get your measurements. You know, what's better, one or two? We measure the amount of astigmatism, nearsightedness, or farsightedness that you have, and then we simply shine a light on the lens to make those adjustments. So for RK patients, that is absolutely the best choice to get out of glasses or to see as well as possible after cataract surgery.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
I think you got the answer you wanted. Okay, so back to...
Yes, I was very worried about the surgery, so...
Yeah, the surgery will be fine. It's just our outcomes that we are so passionate about, and that the light adjustable has been the best thing to happen for post-RK patients. So.
Well, you made my day. Thank
good.
You.
I'm glad.
You, picked a good time to need cataract surgery.
That's right.
Having previous RK.
Exactly.
Well, I kept putting it off for this reason. I said, I know technology will get better and better. So.
I don't think you have to wait anymore. Yeah. I think we're there.
Yeah, we are there for you.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hear from you soon.
All right. Very good. We look forward to it.
All right. And thank you for calling in.
Okay. That's a good time to just segue onto the light adjustable lens. There's a lot of talk, you know, we've seen that in the press. There's some commercials on TV with the light adjustable lens. And that's a lens that you can basically, you know, most of our technology improvement with cataract surgery has been around measuring the eye and very precisely predicting what power lens will put someone's eye in focus. So it depends on the length of the eye, the shape of the cornea. And we have a few thousand of them in stock at our surgery center. So we want to go pick the correct one that's going to put someone in perfect focus. With the light adjustable lens, that's ideal for people who are difficult to measure. Previous LASIK, previous RK represent some mathematical problems because they've had the shape of their eye changed in the past in various ways that make the mathematical models that are mainly built on normal eyes that have never been touched break down some. So that leads to a decrease in accuracy. The light adjustable lens is pretty cool because you can just put it in and all you gotta do is get close. You don't have to have it perfect, and you can go back and you can shine a specific wavelength of UV light on this lens, change the power of the material, and dial the eye into perfect focus after the surgery is already done. So you do the surgery, let it heal, and then you can refine it and make it perfect after the fact. So that's great for people who've had previous LASIK and previous RK.
Wow.
It's amazing. It really is a mind-blowing deal because you would have never gotten these people out of glasses. It would have just been pure luck. And now you can do it with great repeatability, you know, 98-99% certainty.
That is amazing. Okay,
is
so
amazing.
I believe we have another caller. If you could give me the name again, please. Jose. All right. Jose, welcome to the program. What is your question for our doctors?
Okay. Dang, we weren't fast enough.
Yeah, no. Sorry, Jose. Call back if you can.
Yes, Jose, please give us a call back. Okay, downtime. I bet not much, huh?
Not much at all. It's we make a little bitty incisions, 2.4 millimeters, very small, and it's self-sealing. You do have to have somebody there with you at the time of surgery because we give you a couple of margaritas in your IV, you know, so we don't want you driving afterwards. And so for the day of surgery, you're kind of down for the count, mainly because of the sedation. By the next day, you feel pretty good. Your vision is already better, even though it takes a couple of days for it to really come into focus. And most people can get back to work depending on what they do. You know, the biggest thing is we want to prevent people from traumatizing the eye. You know, no bumping it or rubbing it. We want to give it some time for those wounds to heal. So as long as you're not doing anything that puts you at risk of trauma, you can get back to pretty much normal activities the next day.
The next day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I had LASIK done 15 years ago, and I remember being down for several days with things all over my eyes, and yeah, it has changed considerably. And I think for those who had LASIK a long time ago, you made a trade. You got rid of your nearsightedness, but then you were immediately thrown to reading glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's some ways around that now too. So there's some good options, and monovision's one of them, where one eye is in focus at distance, the other eye is in focus at near. You know, if you had LASIK years ago, you're still free from glasses at distance. You can always come back and touch up one eye for near. You know, and LASIK in general, for whatever reason, it's an interesting phenomenon because it's gotten better and better. It's been mm-hmm. great, really, since the beginning, even when technology wasn't as good. But it's the safest, most effective elective procedure in the history of the world. Modern LASIK is unbelievably accurate and unbelievably safe. Still about the same number of people get it as they did 20 years ago. So you would think that it would go up. You know, the price has come down, quality's gone up. It's about level, so I don't know if we think that people may be waiting for some future technology. That's another example, like from the lady who was talking about previous RK with the light adjustable lens. You don't need to wait anymore. We're there.
All right, and Jose has called back again. Jose, welcome to the program. What's your question for our doctors?
I think I need to find out if I got caries or not, and if they can do something about it. I've never been to a doctor that can give me that kind of diagnosis, whether he can help me or not. What do I do from here? I don't know.
So just give us a call. We need to take a look. That's the beauty of if you think you have cataracts. I mean, we just have you come in, we check your vision, we'll take a look at you and see what's going on. And you can, whatever office is closest, 212-3937. I have an office over at Portico, 212-2020. We have an office over at Wilson-Knighton North, and 212-5910.
5901. You still 5901.
Got it down. I'm going to get it. 212-5901 is over at South. So any of those locations, if you can just give us a call, we'll get you set up. We'll take a look, and we'll see what's going on. And if it's cataracts, then we can schedule surgery and get you seeing better. So we just the first thing to do is to call one of the offices, and let us take a good look at you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, Jose. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, so let's get back to cataracts. Who's at most risk for developing them? And clearly that's a problem that you develop with age, correct?
Yeah, you know, 69 is about the average age in the U.S. The older you are, more likely you are to get it. You know, I think that if you see someone who is in their 70s or 80s that has blurred vision, has never had cataract surgery, that's most likely the cause. You know, when you come into our office for a cataract eval, we basically want to rule out every other possible cause. So we want to say, is everything else normal in this eye and we see a cataract? Well, now we've narrowed down the possibility, the probability that that is the cause of the decreased vision. And that's good because that's the simplest thing to fix. There are other causes that can't be fixed or are very difficult to fix. Cataract surgery is an easy one. So, you know, we do a pretty detailed evaluation to rule out other possible causes and take detailed measurements of the eye to say, what is going to be the best option for you based on your eye measurements, based on, like in your case, if you had previous LASIK, what lens do we want to use to give you the maximum level of glasses independence afterwards? So that's what our focus is. And I think that we do a workup that's, people tell me all the time, you know, I've been to eye appointments before, and this is like 10 times as many measurements as I've ever had done. Well, that's because of the more information we have, the better decision we can make to leave someone glasses independent after surgery.
All right, and I believe we have another caller. Is it Don? All right.
Still there?
Yeah. The anticipation's killing me.
Oh, okay. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I'm scheduled for cataract surgery with Dr. Shelby Monday morning. But I've got a question. I've only got one good eye. My bad eye, what they call a lazy eye, mm-hmm. and I had cataract surgery done on that. It's been 7-8 years ago. And that worries me about this other one, because the glasses that I have, the latest prescription, I can see off at a distance okay, but I can't read out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what worries me. Dr. Shelby did both of my wife's eyes, and she sees fine, but she got one of them set to see up close and one out run farther. They only got one good eye. How do you deal with that?
That's a great question, and what I tell residents and fellows is this, is that you treat every eye like it's the only eye that person will ever have. And so I'm going to treat that mm-hmm. eye just like we would any other one. And so, you know, the outcomes are going to be very good. And one of the things is when we do cataract surgery on a lazy eye or an amblyopic eye, we know that the visual potential is limited, you know, because that's just the way you were born. You know, that eye's never worked as well as your other one. And it's very common for patients who are monocular, meaning that have one really good eye, to be concerned about having anything done to that eye. And like Dr. Coleman was saying earlier, you know, cataract surgery is one of the safest procedures performed on Earth. And so we're going to approach your eye just like I would any other one, you know, and make sure that you have as good a focus as humanly possible. You'll do very, very well.
Okay, it's the reading, because, you know, I'm a mechanic, and I have to read service manuals and different things.
Yeah.
And like I said, with the latest prescription, the glasses I have, I can't read out of them.
So
I can read out about 3, but I can't read up close.
Yeah.
So, and that worries me. if you make a mistake on this, then, you know, I'm in trouble for the rest of my life.
Sure. And I can understand your concern. And so, and of course, I don't have your chart in front of me, so I can't see exactly what type of cataract that you have. I mean, the normal cataract of aging, you know, of course, is a browning of your God-given lens. And so that central part of your lens becomes denser. That's the brownest part because it's the oldest part. And you have to imagine when you're reading up close, you don't have that other eye to help compensate. So you're mainly just using that one. The smaller the print, the brighter the light, the smaller your pupil becomes to try to focus in up close. And that's where the majority of that cataract is causing problems. And that's actually one of the most common symptoms that, normal patients with two good eyes come in with, is the fact that that up close is just not good. No matter what they do, their glasses aren't working anymore. The lighting doesn't do a whole lot for them, and it's just frustrating. And as long as everything in the back of your eye, meaning that your retina's okay and all that, then replacing this lens, and listen, you'll be in glasses, because our monocular patients, we like to keep you in glasses, especially when you're a mechanic, because having something on is going to protect that eye from stuff flying at it, you know, foreign bodies, things like that. And so with glasses, you should, all things being equal, be amazed at how much better that detail is up close.
Right, now I understand that, because that worked in my right eye when they did cataract surgery. Mm-hmm. Colors changed and everything.
Yeah.
I understand that. And, but, you know, like I said, I was cross-eyed when I was just a little child, and they didn't do anything about it, so that's why I got the lazy eye.
Right.
But I'm concerned about, you know, like I said, this latest glasses I got, I can see fine out of them, but I can't see up close.
Yeah.
Now, like, I probably see my steering, you know, my steering column, stuff like that, but I can't read a book.
Yeah, and listen, and that's classic. I'm telling you that that's those classic symptoms of the cataract. And like I said, because you don't have the benefit of having both eyes balancing and working together, that's just exaggerated. And what we'll do is on Monday morning when I see you, you know, I'll be able to pull your chart and take a look, and we'll go over this again. But what I can tell you is that it's going to be better.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, and I'll see you Monday morning.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's an interesting question with only one good eye, you know.
Yeah.
Because it is possible to do a multifocal lens on somebody with only one good eye. Mm-hmm. I've done several of them on somebody who's truly monocular. You know, the disadvantage, like Dr. Shelby said, was that somebody who only has one good eye, and especially a mechanic, you want to protect their eyes. So they need to wear safety glasses no matter what. So there may be a little bit less motivation to get them out of glasses. But, you know, it's worth considering that even somebody with one eye, the modern Panoptics multifocal lenses, you can put it in someone who has only one eye in their head total, and they can be 20/20 at distance, intermediate, and near, which is pretty amazing.
All right, and I believe we have another caller, Ada.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. What is your question for our doctors?
Well, I didn't really have a question. I was trying to get an appointment to see him at the eye clinic. I had one last year, and I didn't get to make it, and I was trying to reschedule it.
Have you had trouble getting through?
Yes, I had trouble getting through, and I'm trying to reschedule my appointment.
Was it with me or Dr. Shelby? Which clinic?
It was with you.
It was with me? Okay. Can you call 212-5901 right now, you know, as soon as we get off here? And they should be there. They should answer. And let them know that we talked on TV, and they need to get you in as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. What was that number again?
It is 212-5901.
5901. All right, I'll do that.
You got it. Okay. Thank you. We'll get you in ASAP.
Yeah, just tell them you talked to the doctor directly.
There you go. We always prioritize the people on TV, and this is a quiz for Dr. Shelby. What's my phone number?
212-5901.
Okay, good. We got
the number. I'll never forget it.
I've known yours for 10 years.
5901.
Okay, good. You passed.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We have another caller, Landon. What is your question for our doctors?
Yes, this is another question about one good eye. My fiance was born with optic nerve damage in one eye. Mm-hmm. Can you or any other eye doctor do anything for her?
Tragically, no. There's if she was born like that, especially with nerve damage, there's something interesting about the formation of the visual system. You can imagine when you're in the uterus and you're growing, there's zero light. So there's no reason for your body to use that energy creating those neural pathways. And so most of the visual pathways are formed after birth. So once you're born, you get light in there and those neurons begin to form and connect to the back of the brain. That being said, because she's had some damage, there's really nothing to do because it has to do with the connection between the eye and the brain itself. The good news is this, is that she's never known any different. And so her visual system has developed in such a way to where she can function completely normal for her the way she is. And so that's the, if there's a silver lining on that, that's what it is. But as of now, there's nothing that can be done for that eye.
Okay, well, I thank you very much.
All right, Landon,
you're
welcome.
Thanks for calling. You know, people talk about eye transplants and things like that sometimes, but, you know, the optic nerve is pretty amazing. It's like 1 million fibers in 1 centimeter, in a 1 centimeter diameter connection. So that's a lot of connections to try to hook back up.
No kidding. Yeah. All right, we have another caller. Sally, welcome to the show. What's your question for our doctors?
Years ago, I lost the sight in my right eye. And it was diagnosed as central retinal occlusion, and I've never understood what caused it.
You know, those are not terribly uncommon. So a central retinal artery occlusion is basically a stroke, but instead of a stroke occurring in your brain, is occurring in the vessel that supplies your eye. And nowadays, in modern times, we treat it like a stroke. If somebody walks in with an acute, you know, meaning it just happened recently, central retinal artery occlusion, we're going to admit them to the hospital in the stroke unit, scan their head, and try to come up with causes for strokes. You know, it can come from uncontrolled high blood pressure. It can come from atrial fibrillation, any other problems like hypercoagulability that can cause clots. There's a whole multitude of possible causes of a central retinal artery occlusion. And I would assume at the time you had it that somebody looked into those things.
It's been years ago,
right?
And I continue to put Tylenol drops in my left eye.
You know, you know, sometimes we don't even come up with a reason. Sometimes people just have it. It's like people who have a stroke, and you don't know why. Usually, you can come up with some reason, or at least get people on an aspirin a day or some anticoagulation to prevent it from, you know, happening in the other eye or from having a stroke in your brain, which could be much more detrimental. Unfortunately, once the blood flow is stopped to the eye, there's not much you can do. They've tried everything. They've studied all sorts of interventions, and even if you see someone an hour after it happens, there's not a high probability of getting back good vision. So usually, whatever you end up with, it is what it is, and you need to protect the other eye.
Yes, sir. Does the eyeball itself fill up with blood?
No, it does not. It's just it's just poor blood flow just to the optic nerve and to the retina central, usually.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your result.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Well, we've got just 1 minute here. Can you remind people how they can find you?
They can go to thecataractsurgeons.com. Has all our information on there. My Portico office, if you're close there, is 212-3937. The Willis Knight and South office is 212-5901.
Thank you for that.
All right, yeah, you're welcome. and of course, 212-2020 is our North office. And so you can actually call any of those numbers and we can get you an appointment as soon as possible.
And who should come see you? What kind of issues? Again, you all do cataracts, LASIK?
Yeah. People who want to get out of glasses and contacts, and people who aren't seeing good enough with glasses or contacts.
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you
so much for joining us for Healthline 3. Have a good day.